This is the one-stop FPL podcast. Hello and welcome back to another episode of One Stop FPL with me, your host, Andy Johnson. On today's episode, we will take a brief look back at Game Week 25, which is done and dusted, and the double was not all it was cracked up to be. We'll then turn our attentions to Game Week 26, and there are teams blanking this week, so we'll be discussing how to navigate that and the subsequent game weeks that follow. We'll talk captaincy and we'll be discussing chip strategy. When is the best time to play your free hit? Have you already played it? Is it in 26 or is it 29 or is it even later? All will be revealed. So let's get into it. Right then, double game week 25. It's done and dusted in the bag. So let's quickly run through the scores and the points returners in FPL. Brentford 1, Liverpool 4, Tony with the goal for Brentford, Reguilón with the assist, Liverpool with 4 separate goal scorers, Darwin Nunez, Gakpo, McAllister and Salah all picking up goals. Assists went to Diogo Jota, Gakpo, Luis Diaz and Mo Salah. Burnley 0, Arsenal 5, 2 goals for Bukayo Saka, 1 for Havertz, 1 for Odegaard and 1 for Trossard. Odegaard and Trossard also picking up assists, as did Havertz and Kiwior. Fulham 1, Aston Villa 2. Mooney's with the goal for Fulham, Anthony Robinson with the assist. Wasn't enough for the hosts. A double from Ollie Watkins and an assist from Tielemans giving Villa victory. Newcastle 2, Bournemouth 2. Anthony Gordon and Richie with Newcastle's goals, share getting an assist. Semenya and Solanke with goals, Solanke also picking up an assist. Nottingham Forest 2, West Ham 0. Hudson-Odoi and Awoniyi with the goals, Alanga and Dominguez with assists. Tottenham 1, Wolves 2. Kulusevski with the only goal for Spurs, but a brace from João Gomes was enough for Wolves. Neto and Sarabia with assists. Manchester City 1, Chelsea 1. Rodri with the goal, Walker assisting, and Raheem Sterling getting Chelsea's with a Nicholas Jackson assist. Sheffield United 0, Brighton 5. 2 goals for Adingra, 1 for Buonanotte, 1 for Danny Welbeck, and Robinson getting an own goal for Sheffield United. Assists for Brighton, 2 went to Mitoma, 1 each for Dunk, Gross and Ansu Fati. Luton 1, Manchester United 2. Morris with Luton's goal, Chong assisting, but 2 goals from Rasmus Højlund giving Manchester United victory, Garnacho picking up an assist. Everton 1, Crystal Palace 1. Onana with Everton's goal, McNeil getting the assist, Jordan Ayew with Crystal Palace's goal and Mateta getting an assist. Manchester City 1, Brentford 0. Haaland with the goal, Alvarez with the assist. And the game week rounded off with Liverpool 4, Luton 1. Luton going ahead through an Ogbene goal in the first half, Chong assisting again, but a second half surge from Liverpool saw Elliot, Gakpo, Luis Diaz and Virgil van Dijk all getting on the score sheet. 2 assists for McAllister and 1 for Andy Robertson. So that was double game week 25. Slightly underwhelming for me personally. 82 points I ended up on, which is pretty below par given the fact that I had 3 Manchester City players doubling, Haaland, Alvarez and De Bruyne. And it was 2 low scoring games from them. Haaland, triple captain by myself and many FPL managers managing just the 10 points in total across both fixtures. Just the 1 goal, so a 30-point return. It wasn't a complete disaster in the end, but slightly underwhelming, I would have to say. 1 assist went to Alvarez and absolutely nothing for Kevin De Bruyne. So that was particularly frustrating as he only featured in 1 out of the 2 games. And there is slight question marks over his fitness once again. I did also have Diogo Jota at Liverpool, who was supposed to double in game week 25. However, he did pick up an injury and had to go off early in the first half of the first of those two fixtures. He picked up an assist early on in that game, so a 4-point return from him, which is pretty good given the fact that he only managed about 30 minutes of football. But it wasn't to be any more than that. And obviously, we have since heard that he's picked up a pretty significant injury. He's going to be out for a few months. So he is a must sell pretty sharpish. So fairly disappointing overall from the players that I had doubling. My biggest frustration of 25 was that Porro was announced injured by Ange Postecoglou before the deadline, and I had the opportunity to take an extra hit to get him out of my team so I could definitely field a full 11. I did that and I brought in Harry Maguire, who actually picked up a yellow card and then got subbed on 45 minutes in his away fixture at Luton, meaning he ended up with a 0-point return. So that was really, really frustrating. Not the end of the world going forwards, as Maguire was only brought off at halftime for tactical reasons for that yellow card. He will almost certainly be featuring for Manchester United starting in that defence. And he's a nice option to have on the bench. He's got good fixtures actually coming up. So for 4.2 million, it makes sense to have him in my squad. Use him when you've got a kind fixture, and there's no problem in benching a 4.2 mil defender when they don't have favourable fixtures. What was good to see was that my decision to opt for a double Arsenal defence paid off, bringing in Saliba to partner Gabriel at the back. 2 6-point returns from their clean sheets. Arsenal with definitely the best defence in the league at the moment. And actually, they're looking pretty good in attack as well. And that was very much evident from Saka's 15-point return, a brace from him, 3 bonus points and the clean sheet point as well. So that was very, very handy for my team. Certainly saved my game week, I think. I did also have a little bit of a benching headache going into 25. I had a bit of a toss-up between Anthony Gordon or Dominic Solanke, which to start, which to bench. Newcastle versus Bournemouth. I ended up opting for the man playing at home. I also did know that Gordon would be playing up front, given that Isak and Wilson were both out injured. But it wasn't to be. He didn't blank. He did pick up a goal from the penalty spot, but Solanke's double-digit haul, 12 points, 2 goals, that will annoyingly remain on my bench. So a small red arrow for me this game week. I went from 207k to 265k overall rank. Not a complete disaster, but slightly frustrating. Was hoping to firmly cement my place in the top 200k this week, especially playing that triple captaincy chip, but it wasn't to be. Onwards and upwards. Right then, let's look at game week 26. The deadline is Saturday the 24th of February at 1:30 p.m. UK time. That is later than usual. There is no early kickoff this week. The deadline is 90 minutes before the 3 o'clock games kick off on Saturday. So I'll quickly run through the fixtures. Aston Villa face Forest, Brighton against Everton, Palace against Burnley, Manchester United at home to Fulham, Bournemouth host Manchester City, and Arsenal are at home to Newcastle. On Sunday, it's Wolves versus Sheffield United. And on Monday night, we've got West Ham versus Brentford. There are some glaring omissions there, and that is because there are 4 teams blanking in game week 26. We've got Liverpool, Spurs, Chelsea and Luton, all without fixtures this week. So we've got some planning to do if you haven't done so already. So let's address the obvious first, and that is that, well, most of us will have many Manchester City and Liverpool players in our teams. And whilst Manchester City have a nice fixture on paper this week away at Bournemouth, we don't have any fixture for all of our Liverpool assets. So if you went into 25 with Jota or Diaz or Darwin Nunez, or perhaps some of those cheap options that became viable after we heard some injury news to Trent and Alisson, so maybe you've got a Connor Bradley or a Kelleher in your side, obviously those players all have no fixture this week. Now, If you went with Kelleher, that's not too much of an issue. As long as you've got another goalkeeper that plays this week, you can just play him. No problem there. However, outfield players, it's a slightly different kettle of fish. I think because Liverpool are almost certain to blank in game week 29 as well, and they've got a couple of tricky fixtures on the horizon, Manchester City notably one of those, there is an argument to say now might be the time to sell those Liverpool assets, especially if you've got ones with fitness concerns. Now, Jota, I've already spoken about. He's an absolute must sell, as it's been confirmed he's going to be out for a few months. Darwin Nunez was the other super popular pick at Liverpool. He went off injured as well in that first fixture of the double. And whilst that was apparently a precautionary measure, there is absolutely no guarantee of his fitness and back and firing on all cylinders anytime soon. I think really the only one that we want certainty on in terms of his fitness is Mo Salah, because we know that he is absolutely fixture proof. He can score against absolutely anybody. Even if there are a couple of blanks, he's the sort of player that it would be worth holding over those blanks, just benching him if you can get through those game weeks. The big question mark is around his fitness at the moment. He didn't feature in the second of those two fixtures in the double after coming on for Jota in the first one. And I would imagine Klopp is now managing his minutes ahead of the cup final. So we'll see if he's fit for the cup final. If he is, and I would imagine he will be, we should then have a fit and firing Mo Salah, and that will be crucial for many FPL managers to figure out a way to get him back into your team. But Liverpool blanking this game week means it's not something that we urgently need to look at straight away. I do think it's worth bearing in mind, though, that Liverpool are away at Nottingham Forest in game week 27. So if you want Salah back in your team for that fixture, then just bear in mind he's 13 million. So you are going to need some funds. Take that into consideration with any move that you make this game week. It's also worth just saying that in 28, they face Manchester City and they blank in 29. So I don't think that Salah is an urgent buy anytime soon. You may be fine to wait until after that massive blank in game week 29. Right, so let's talk Jota replacements first. And I do think there are a couple of absolute standouts this game week. Top of the list, if you don't already have him, I think is Bukayo Saka, in really good form at the moment. He went through a bit of a dry spell a few weeks back. A few people were umming and erring as to whether or not he was worth it. I and many others stuck by him and we have been rewarded with our patience. In great form at the moment, just off the back of a brace and a nice big double-digit haul. And I wouldn't be at all surprised to see that replicated once more at home against Newcastle this week. Obviously, Newcastle's backline not blessed with pace, and that is definitely not something you can say of Arsenal's attacking lineup. So I do fancy Saka to get a return. He'll be up against Dan Burn, and that could spell a pretty tough afternoon for the Newcastle left back. Next on our list of potential replacements for Diogo Jota, we've got a couple of options at Wolves. We've got Hwang Hee-chan and Pedro Neto. One provides the goals and one very much provides the assists. 10 goals and 3 assists for Hwang and just the 2 goals for Neto, but 11 assists for him. 5.6 million is what it'll set you back to get Hwang, 5.8 million for Neto. So there isn't too much in it, really. It's a case of, do you want the goals or the assists? And I know which one I want. Hwang also on penalties, which obviously helps that stat immensely. I guess the biggest question mark around Hwang will be whether or not he's still in that form after returning from the Asian Cup. All of those goals and assists he picked up before he went away back in 2023. Elsewhere, if you're after a budget pick, I think Manchester United midfielder Garnacho is a very respectable pick. At home to Fulham this week, so not a bad option at all there. And also Aston Villa are at home against Nottingham Forest. So potentially you could look at Douglas Luiz. He's on set pieces and penalties, so he's quite an appealing option. And if you want to roll the dice on someone who isn't always necessarily guaranteed the minutes, but seems to be in favour at the moment, then perhaps you could roll the dice with someone like Leon Bailey. So a fair few midfield options for us to choose from there. Just as well, really, as there is one other injury doubt that I'm slightly concerned by in my team, and many other managers will have this. Kevin De Bruyne, not necessarily 100% fit. He didn't feature in the second game of the double, and Pep has been asked about him in today's press conference. He did say he's not injured, but he also said that he didn't know if he was 100%. And that they're glad that they took the decision not to take a risk with him in that second game in the double. They're saying that they're going to assess him later today and that he's pretty sure he will travel. So, you know, you can look at that one way and say, oh, that sounds fairly half glass full, saying pretty sure he will travel. Or you could look at it a bit more negatively and think, oh, so he's not mentioned anything about being pretty sure that he's going to play or feature in the game or start. So difficult to read into it, but he's by no means 100% guaranteed to play. I don't really want to be taking any more hits after a -8, which was less than ideal in game week 25. And I think that I'm going to roll the dice, play him, unless I hear anything concrete about him not travelling. He will probably feature in my starting 11 for this week. But if you do fancy replacing De Bruyne and you don't want to take that risk, then the list of potential replacements is exactly the same as the one that I've just run through with Jota. So perhaps you can pick two of those. Right then, time to briefly discuss chip strategy. And the reason why we're doing that now is because it will have an impact on what transfers you want to make over the next 2 to 3 game weeks. And that's because the biggest opportunity for us to play our free hit at the moment looks like game week 29. And that is because, as it stands, there are currently only 3 fixtures guaranteed to be on in game week 29. Aston Villa versus West Ham, Brentford versus Burnley, and Spurs versus Fulham. All of the others are potentially at risk of being postponed, as one or both of the teams playing in those fixtures are likely to be in FA Cup action instead. Now, that is chiefly because the 6th round of the FA Cup, which will be played between game weeks 26 and 27, features a lot of Premier League sides against lower league opposition. So the likelihood is that the Premier League teams get through and therefore their game week 29 fixture gets postponed. Now, there's obviously FA Cup upset, so we probably will have at least one more fixture. There is another fixture which is quite likely to happen, and that's Luton versus Nottingham Forest. And that is because in the FA Cup, Luton are facing Manchester City and Nottingham Forest are facing Manchester United. So if both of the Manchester clubs win those FA Cup ties, then Luton versus Forest is on in 29 as well. So with only 4 fixtures likely to be on in 29, the need for the free hit increases quite a lot. Unless, of course, you start loading up on players that feature in game week 29 between now and then. So if you've got a couple of Spurs players that you've held on to, perhaps Ollie Watkins and another Villa defender or midfielder, you might have a couple of Luton players from their double recently, maybe Ivan Toney as well. If you've got those players, or you can start bringing those players in between now and game week 29, then you've got a good chance of fielding close to a decent starting 11 in that big blank game week. Really, there are 2 options that we've all got here. We can either load up on those players, as I said, between now and game week 29, so then you don't have to use your free hit and you can save it for later, which could be quite useful given that game weeks 34 and 37 will provide us with double game weeks and you could really attack those if you still have your free hit. Or you go with the other option, which is to maximise the amount of points that you can get between now and game week 29, picking optimal transfers in regardless of whether or not they play in game week 29 or not. And then you just use your free hit in 29 and you haven't missed out on all of those potential points over the next three game weeks. So those are the two really clear options for that free hit strategy. At the moment, I'm leaning towards free hitting in game week 29. And that is because I think I've only got one or two players in my squad that feature in game week 29 as it stands. We will know for certain who blanks and who plays in game week 29 after this game week, because between game weeks 26 and 27, we've got the sixth round of the FA Cup. So we'll know who's going through and who isn't, and therefore who's going to play in game week 29. So ahead of the next deadline, we'll be able to make much more informed decisions. But by then, it might be a little bit too late with only a couple of deadlines before game week 29. So I think we do need to start thinking about what our strategy is now. Stick to it and go for it. Mine personally, I think I will be free hitting in game week 29. After game week 25's red arrow, I don't fancy looking at all of the other optimal teams over the next two, three game weeks and just seeing my team being nursed through that period just so I can field a strong starting 11 in game week 29. I want optimal picks for game week 26, for example. I'm looking at players like Hwang or Neto at Wolves, and they're almost certainly not going to play in game week 29. But I want them now because I think there's a good chance that they get good points between now and then. And I also don't really want to be selling all of the other players that I have that I know won't be playing in 29. I look at Arsenal, for example. I've got triple Arsenal at the moment. I don't want to sell Saka, Gabriel and Saliba at all at the moment. But for you, if your team looks like it's already not too far off being able to have a pretty strong team in 29, then perhaps for you, it's worth saving that free hit and attacking the doubles later on in the season. So it's very much team dependent. I think the majority of people will be using their free hit in 29, though. There's just too many good options between now and then that everyone wants to get the points from. So that's where we are for chip strategy. 29 free hit looking increasingly likely. Okay, let's talk captaincy now for game week 26. Manchester City away at Bournemouth means that many will just go with Erling Haaland as usual. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. A decent fixture for him on paper. However, there are two other fixtures this game week that present some good alternatives to the big Norwegian. Aston Villa at home to Nottingham Forest. Ollie Watkins, definitely a captaincy shout there, in good form at the moment. And also a player I mentioned earlier, Arsenal's Bukayo Saka at home against Newcastle. I said earlier that I do expect him to get a good points return against that Newcastle back line. So am I prepared to put my money where my mouth is and put the armband on Saka? I'm very, very tempted. Not too sure if I will end up going that way. There's a big risk when you take the armband off Erling Haaland. I do fancy Haaland to get a return as well, so I think I'll probably play it safe. But if you're a braver FPL manager than me, then I do think Watkins and Saka are the good alternative picks for captaincy in game week 26. Right then, just time for me to run through my likely team ahead of game week 26. At the moment, I've gone with Areola in goal at home against Brentford. Then a back three of Gabriel and Saliba at home to Newcastle and Maguire at home to Fulham. Then my midfield four is Anthony Gordon away at Arsenal, Kevin De Bruyne away at Bournemouth, Bukayo Saka at home to Newcastle, and Diogo Jota will be sold this week. And I will almost certainly be bringing in Hwang Hee-chan, who is at home to Sheffield United. Then my front three will remain as is. Alvarez and Haaland away at Bournemouth and Dominic Solanke at home to Manchester City. Then I've got a bench of Dubravka, Charlie Taylor, Lascelles and Richarlison, who obviously blanks this week, but I'm keeping him for now. Right then, that is it for this episode. A reminder once again that the deadline for Game Week 26 is Saturday the 24th of February at 1:30 p.m. UK time. Don't miss it. Thank you very much, as always, for listening. My name is Andy Johnson. You can find me on Twitter or X at OneStopFPL and at AndyJAudio. Best of luck to everyone chasing a green arrow this game week, and I'll talk to you again soon.